Hey, I see you. Hey. All right, so.
Catherine Tisha Wilson, who just goes by Tisha, teaches a fitness class at the community center close to my house. It's for a company called B-Fab Fitness. It's a dance class with some boot camp elements thrown in. You gotta think hip-hop, Zumba, with squats and push-ups.
Don't look at me like I done lost my mind because we about to go hard or go home. All right? So, get your spaces out. We ready?
As DJ Khaled's out here grinding, blasts through two speakers, Tisha runs in place, while about 100 women and around 5 or so men follow along. They turn around, then they all start twerking. Then into a side-by-side dance move that I just can't quite explain. Everyone pushes it, but no one pushes it harder than Tisha. If you listen closely, you can hear her give out a crazy scream.
I can be tired. I can have literally run a marathon the day before and come in Monday night, and as soon as I get there and I see their faces, the magic just happens, you know. For that hour, nothing matters. We're all one. No color, none of our problems. I mean, you have all walks of life giving in 100%. It is truly amazing to watch.
Hey, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. This is Jacob Lewis. How are you?
Hey, good. How are
you? This is Kim Baldwin. She's been going to Tisha's dance class for about 2 years. And like so many people in that class, she loves Tisha. But it goes beyond just liking a fitness instructor.
You've talked to her. Her story is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real proud to know her, and she's who I like to surround myself with. I like to surround myself with people that are hungry, who want things, who work really hard to get it. Honestly, it's just like manifester. She manifests shit.
I'm Jacob Lewis, and from Nashville Public Radio, you're listening to Neighbors, a show about what connects us. Today, Tisha's story. A woman who inspires others, but has not always felt very worthy of admiration. I met Tisha in a large apartment complex in a suburb of Nashville called Antioch.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going good.
Yeah.
So I just got off work, so...
Yeah,
pardon me.
It's about 8:30 a.m. Even though she said she just got off work, she really just got done working out, which you'll hear a lot more about later. But that was after she did, in fact, work all night for the graveyard shift at a hospital.
Aren't you, like, so tired?
You get used to it. I've been doing this for 6 years,
yeah.
Graveyard shift for 6 years. So after a while, you get used to it.
Tisha works a lot. She has 3 jobs, teaching a fitness class, which you already know about. She's a nurse at Vanderbilt Hospital and works another nursing job for the graveyard shift every Friday and Saturday. That means yesterday she went to work all day, left there to go to her second job and work all night. Then after she got off, she went and worked out. And now she's talking to me. It's probably the worst time possible to do an interview.
I need at least 8 hours of sleep.
I know. Well, it's not
impressed.
By choice. It's not by choice. It's by force. I just cannot lose again. I just can't lose again. So I do whatever is necessary.
I soon found out what Tisha meant by losing.
When I was 15, I met a guy that was way older than me, and he became my husband.
At 16, Tisha dropped out of high school. Her mom thought she was making a huge mistake, both with the guy and with quitting school. They stopped talking for about 5 years. As for her father, she never knew him, but she says she was always looking for someone to fill that role. She found a kind of father in her husband, and in turn, lost herself.
I just adapted his ways, his lifestyle, and I never took into account that I needed to grow. I mean, I was 16 years old.
They had 3 kids together. And around the 3rd one, something in Tisha started to change. That's when she was...
pretty much coming into the woman that I am now. And I was realizing that, you know, I like music. I like dancing.
Yeah, you do.
I like so much stuff. You know, I'm a very big girly girl. And it was just that at that time, I just felt like I was trapped.
And the truth is, she was. She started to assert herself more, and she and her husband just couldn't see eye to eye about the woman that Tisha wanted to be.
And it got pretty hectic from there.
They fought, often, and those fights led to a defining moment in Tisha's life, one that changed her path forever.
I'll never forget that day. That day is what causes me to work hard. I just got an email, the text message that says I'm not welcome there anymore. And before I can get to our place of residence, my stuff was on the street.
Her husband had evicted her and their three children with no notice. The door was locked and Tisha and her boys had no place to go.
Being homeless is one of the most humiliating things ever to experience. You know, I didn't have silverware. I didn't have mementos. I had clothes and my kids. And I'm not blaming him. I just wish it could have been handled better. I think there were both of us had parts on it, but I do feel like I got on the short end of the stick by being put out with just them three and having to start over. So there was a lot of things I did that I'm not proud of, such as, you know, working and leaving them at home, or, you know, sometimes if I couldn't find somewhere to stay, I made choices to stay in the car. So, you know.
She depended on a combination of shelters and friends. It was embarrassing for her. She was haunted by her story. High school dropout, single parent, homeless. And she had questions about her worth that didn't seem to have an answer.
I was still struggling with why I couldn't find somebody to love me. And so I ran into, a couple of years later, my second husband.
Now, Tisha didn't tell me the whole story of how they met or fell in love, but I do know his name was Frank, and that Tisha thought she found a second chance.
I was so in love with him, and I was so embarrassed of my past failure, especially the marriage to my kid's father, that I was determined to deal with this within, by any means necessary. What I did not realize is that Frank had his own demons, such as alcoholism and gambling.
I think it goes without saying that that wasn't easy.
I have never experienced bailing somebody out of jail or experienced somebody being so mean to you and not remembering what they did the next morning.
She said all of this started to really affect her. She was depressed and having a hard time getting out of bed. She gained a lot of weight and her self-esteem was at an all-time low. But she was trying to do something about it.
I was already walking to work.
That was only because they only had one car and Frank used it. But she would also try and work out.
You know, little tapes, Richard Simmons. Because everybody on there looked like me. So you don't want to work out to somebody that is like skinny mini.
She was making some effort, but she still wasn't happy with herself. How she looked, how she felt, who she was. This is best illustrated by her morning routine. After her walk to work, she would get there early so she could shower alone, in the dark. She didn't want anyone to see her. She didn't even want to see herself. Like I said, she usually was the only one there. But one day, a coworker showed up. It was a brief encounter that changed the course of Tisha's life forever.
Yeah, she kind of came in and the whole bathroom was closed. The whole bathroom was closed. And she knows I'm there. And so she just said, "Catherine?" I said, "Yeah." And she's like, "The lights are all off." And I said, "I know." And she just simply said, "You do know that this is not the way to live." And I didn't say anything, you know. She didn't say anything. She cut the light on. She washed her hands, did what she needed to do, and she cut the light back off and left out. But for some reason, those words just stuck with me. And
Catherine, the lights are all off.
Really lit a fire under me to the point where I started really working on myself. I even pushed back, like, on stuff that I normally would tolerate.
You do know that this is not the way to live.
Gambling, women, infidelity. And it got to the point where I just could not save him and save myself. And then I had to realize I was raising three boys that one day will ask me why, you know, why did you stay with this, you know? And so I had to make a very hard decision, and I had to get a divorce. And so I walked away again with that egg on my face that I just didn't want everybody to see. And so I walked away. It has definitely made me a stronger woman. I'm very scarred, but I'm very stronger for it.
Hear about Tisha's radical transformation into the motivator she is today after the break.
Jacob.
Hey. How's it going, Mark?
All right.
This is Mark Franklin, a.k.a. The Beast. You available now?
Pretty much.
The Beast is Tisha's friend and kind of accidental trainer. Tisha is now 40 years old. Her divorce was only about 2 years ago. And since then, she's gotten, well, ripped. She's lost over 100 pounds. She runs every day at 4 a.m. with a group called The Goons. She also works out at a gym. And that's how she met The Beast. Her and a girlfriend wanted to add some strength training to the mix, and back in the corner was this guy. They got to talking and immediately hit it off.
It was like, I think the first day, we had a nice conversation, and that's when she got to know some things about me, and that's when she asked about push-ups.
Tisha learned that Mark was in the military and really wanted to learn from him how to do boot camp, calisthenic-type stuff.
And for the record,
yeah,
she could not do a push-up.
Can you describe like what level it's at now? Kind of training you guys do?
Insane. In one word, insane.
I carry other people on my back.
We'll get up in a sit-up position.
I can bench press my body weight.
But we're holding the 45 plates.
I love to do push-ups all the time with 45-pound weights on my back.
And we'll do pull-ups, different variations.
It's intense. Her Instagram feed is just a daily reminder of what the human body is capable of. You think, like, are you ever going to pull off the throttle a little bit? Or are you going to keep getting up at 4 a.m. for the rest of your life?
I don't see me stopping in the near future. I'm totally committed.
So how did she get from working out to Richard Simmons tapes to here? Well, after her coworker confronted her in the bathroom about showering in the dark, her walk to work turned into jogging. The jogging turned into a full-blown run. She ran a 5K, even signed up for a marathon. In fact, last weekend, she ran a 25K. But the real lifesaver on her fitness journey was finding a fitness dance class.
A girlfriend of mine that I went to high school with reached out to me and told me about a class that they do at night. And the first night, I loved to dance. I was hooked. We were in the back row, sweating to death.
She became a regular, going to four classes a week, learning all of the routines by heart.
And everybody knew me that way. You know, that's the girl that's always dancing.
One day, the instructor didn't show up. And everyone just turned to Tisha.
And so they were like, do you have the songs on your iPhone? I was like, I do. And we just plugged it up. And oh my God, 70 people were there that morning. And we went in like nobody's business.
When the manager of the fitness class heard what happened, he reached out to Tisha and hired her.
Just like that. Hey, honey.
Every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Tisha is at the community center near my house leading a gym full of people and dancing, push-ups, and squats.
What has she done for you?
Motivation. Motivation, and you gotta love her humbleness. She's wonderful.
Very positive.
Yeah.
Very positive. She always gives something inspirational at the end of the night. It's good.
The group is made up of Black, white, and Latino men and women. Tisha tells me about several of them, how she's seen them transform, including a music teacher named Frank, who lost about 150 pounds.
But it's not even about the weight loss. It's the confidence that they are now.
A transformation that Tisha really resonates with.
There's times that I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do anything. And to have people look at you, two-time divorce, a high school dropout, literally, your gas tank is on E. You had to take change in to get gas to get there. And for somebody to say, you inspire me, it's something that you can't even fathom. For the longest time, I couldn't even look people in the eye. I had to turn my back just to teach class because I felt like I didn't deserve the privilege of even being amongst them.
This class wasn't about me. This class wasn't about nobody but you guys. This was for you to better yourself. Take what you learn and do it at home daily. But never let somebody tell you, you can't. You shall. And you will. Stay focused. Stay determined. Be strong, women. Be strong, men. Because the world needs more leaders like you. Thank you guys for getting up this morning.
See, what people don't realize is that we all have things that we carry. And that can make us together. That can bring us together. It doesn't make us different. It makes us stronger. I didn't realize that. And so I now realize that my role is to give others hope. When you feel like there's no hope, they see somebody that won't stop no matter what. I don't really care. I can tell you this right now. If something catastrophic happens to me tomorrow, I will still keep fighting.
Neighbors is from Nashville Public Radio and produced by me, Jacob Lewis, with production assistance from Caleb Shiver. Music in this episode is by Poddington Bear, and this song is by Caleb Shiver. The show's editors are Emily Siner, Mac Linebaugh, and Anita Bug. Special thanks to The Frist and B-Fab Fitness. Neighbors is a proud member of The Herd, an audio collective of amazing shows all over North America. Check us out at theherdradio.com. That's H-E-A-R-D. I'm Jacob Lewis, and I'm reminding you to get to know your neighbors.
I will say this is the happiest that I've been because I truly know what I want, what I like, and what I don't like. This has been the first 2 years that I can truly say that I've made choices on my free will. And I make mistakes. And it's fun because it's my mistake to make.